As expected, the U.S. Senate today passed the tax deal President Obama struck with Republicans. Both of Alaska's senators supported it. Today's vote was 81 to 19. It was an unusual group united in their no votes, liberals and fiscal conservatives. Some of the Senate's staunchest spending critics voted against the bill because it will cost more than $800 billion. Passing the U.S. House will be trickier, where many Democrats are against the package, but signs point today that it will likely survive. Congress moved through business quickly today as it looks to leave before Christmas. The House passed a repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law. Congressman Don Young voted against it. He says despite a recent Pentagon report that convinced Senator Lisa Murkowski it's time to repeal, he does not think that's wise. Whether the Senate will find time in its schedule to follow up on the House's vote on Don't Ask, Don't Tell remains to be seen. It did take a procedural vote today on the new START treaty over nuclear weapons with Russia. That's a major goal of the Obama administration for the waning lame duck session. Tomorrow's vote garnered enough momentum to move it forward with 66 votes, just one shy of the 67 that will be needed in the Senate for actual ratification of the treaty. Senator Murkowski and seven other Republicans, including Senator John McCain, join Democrats to advance it.